die woord en vernuwe jou lewe op 657 AM. 657 AM.
Hierdie is die program Vreugde Joy. My naam is Bertha Leroval en dit is tyd vir plus 50 kuiertyd. So ek hoop jy sit reg en gereed vir die ding. Vanoggend ons gaan lekker kuier saam met Nina Grindling. Sy bring weer vandag vir ons 'n lekker gas in vandag en haar naam is Joanne, amper sê Janine. Ek dink sy speel op my voorstoep. Dis Joanne Pereira en sy gaan ons 'n bietjie meer vertel oor voete. Die gesondheid daarvan, die versorging daarvan, al daai wonderlike ding. Maar eers sê ons net baie welkom Joanne.
Thank you very much, Beta.
Well, en ek het probeer om te noem dat Joanne kan baie mooi Afrikaans verstaan, maar sy voel 'n bietjie skaam om nou 'n bietjie in Engels in Afrikaans al haar tegniese goeders vir ons te gee. So sy is vertroud met Engels daarin. So ons gaan die Engelse taal 'n bietjie hierso lekker gooi en ek hoop jy's gelukkig daarmee, want ek is sommer baie gelukkig daarmee. Hallo Nina, hoe gaan dit?
Hallo Bertha, hallo luisteraars, dit gaan baie goed, dankie.
Maar dit is baie lekker om van jou ook te hoor en te sien hoe pragtig, kyk hoe mooi lyk sy julle, elke week is sy te pragtig hierso en sy verteenwoordig plus 50 tydskrif en natuurlik is daar meer te doen aan plus 50 as net die tydskrif, nê?
Absoluut, nê? Ons het al hoe meer uitdagings.
Elke keer is daar altyd nog meer wat ons kan leer. Kyk ek ruim. Ok, goed. Joanne, vertel ons eens 'n bietjie van jouself. Tell us a bit.
Ok, so good morning, listeners. I'm Joanne, a podiatrist practicing at Pretoria East and owner of the Pod Practice. I'm also a busy mom of two young little ones and I'm passionate about my family as well as all my patients that I see and treat. And I've completed various courses in wound care as well as sports medicine. There are two podiatrists working in the practice. And we can diagnose and treat all areas of podiatry of any ages and any conditions relating to the lower limb.
Okay, so what was that word, last word?
Sorry, lower limb.
Oh, the lower limb. So die daai laar deel van jou lyf. En basis jou voete in. Wat is die algemeense probleme wat met voete wat by ouer persone plaasvind? So as ons nou verby die kinderstadium is en jong mense en aan die weet ek sou sê hierso van 45 af.
Okay. So anything corns, callus, ingrown toenails, general neglect, wounds like scratches or pressure sores, that are not taken care of correctly, chilblains, and the list goes on. There are loads.
Dis 'n lang lysie daai, is 'n lang lysie. So nou wil ek by jou hoor. I always wonder about it. What is corns?
Okay. So generally corns
look like
so it's a little kind of seed of hard skin that occurs over pressure areas. So it's normally over bony prominence or areas where if you're wearing very hard shoes, one tends to get them.
If you wore high heels a lot?
High heels, because then there's a lot of pressure on the forefoot. You can get them on the toes. You can get them underneath the foot. And sure. It's really when the nutrient supply to the surface of the skin gets cut off, and then it forms that little hard seed at the bottom. And they can feel like you're walking with a stone inside your shoe.
Sure. And is daar 'n maklike manier om ontslae te raak daarvan of moet nie dit uitsny?
So the best, it depends obviously on the severity. And if it's really bad, then I would recommend seeing a podiatrist. You can remove it, you know, correctly and properly. Otherwise, you can buy various over-the-counter topicals that you can put on them. But obviously, if you're a diabetic or you're a high-risk patient, you know, then you've just got to be a little bit more careful with things like that.
Ja, so weet jy, in lae insulien en al daai tipe dinge dra maar toe tot daai probleem in die eerste plek. So dis iets waarna mens moet kyk. Wat moet seniors doen om voetprobleme te voorkom? Stop it coming.
Okay, so the first thing is try not neglect your feet. I think that's very important.
What do you classify as neglecting feet?
So a lot of the time, you know, feet are kept inside shoes and socks, and some people might be very embarrassed to take their shoes or socks off, or even, you know, check your feet every day. You know, don't ignore them. We brush our teeth twice a day, so we should be looking after our feet as well.
And in what way? So putting cream on it or brushing it?
So, yeah, if you can't check them yourself, ask someone to help you check them. Yes, applying a good emollient cream, you know, if you've got very dry, cracked heels, wearing nice, soft, supportive shoes, all of that can prevent any problems from occurring. And then seeing a podiatrist regularly, if there is something wrong, you know, go and see your podiatrist.
As jy voel die voet van jou is nou bietjie pynlik op hom op te trap, of as jy voel, jy nou hierdie hakke raak nou net te skurf, dit is toch 'n rede om te gaan, om bietjie meer liefde toe te pas. Beteken dit baie vir iemand, what does it help if you walk barefoot more often?
Okay, so there's a whole school of thought that walking barefoot is actually better for your feet, but the older you get, the less fiber fatty padding and cushioning you have under the foot, so it's actually important to have a bit more shock absorption and protection from the shoe. And you know, walking barefoot, especially if you are diabetic, is quite risky because you could step on something or, you know, and not know, because then you might not have as good sensation.
You won't feel it.
Exactly.
Jy gaan nie voel as daar iets in jou voet vaszit nie, want daar's nie goed genoeg bloed toevoer nie. En dan die senuweepunte wat dan 'n bietjie minder sensitief is. So would it be important to have something like an insert in your sole?
So yes, I think if you have problems like you might have had surgery previously, or the bony structure has changed. As you get older, your bony structure does change. Your arch might collapse a little bit more, exposing certain areas to more pressure. Then, you know, we can look at maybe prescribing a custom-made, you know, insert or for the shoes. But the most important thing is that you are wearing the correct shoes as well.
Yeah. Oh, how do I know that? Is it size-wise? Because when you start, you start wearing shoes and then you stop growing at some point, so you end up at like a size 7. That was me, size 7, 7.5, and then I had babies.
Yes.
En toe gaan my voete groter, en toe het ek te veel progesteroon afgesky, en toe val die bal van my voet, en toe sit al in die stories. So, and then I'm now I'm a size 8.
Yes, so that is extremely common, actually, to go a size up. And I always say, you know, when as you age, you should change your shoes. Often one is set in our ways with what shoes we're purchasing, and we have a certain shoe we always look at, or we're buying the same shoes all the time. But it's important, you know, as you get older as well, you might lose a bit of, you know, muscle mass or weight. Foot can get smaller. After having kids, it gets larger. Tendons and ligaments get looser.
So let's see. If I'm looking at, say, for instance, a plucky. Is a plucky, even a nicely shaped one, but it isn't a plucky format, is that a good idea?
So not really, because it's not supporting your foot. So there's nothing around the ankle to kind of keep your plucky on your foot, but and then also
so your the toes are they working overtime?
to keep the foot in the plucky. Your heel might be slipping from side to side. So yeah, it's better to have something more supportive.
So op watter ouderdom beleef seniors probleme met hulle voete, en hoe gereeld moet ouer persone 'n voetkundige besoek?
So I would say from any age, if there's a problem, but definitely from the age of 60, you know, one should really start seeing a podiatrist possibly regularly, especially if you can't see as well, or you're not as mobile to get down to the feet, then, you know.
Is it good genoeg as ek net soos een keer 'n maand weet lekker gaan vir 'n pedicure?
So, no, pedicures are good, but obviously one needs to be careful, you know, just make sure things are clean and, you know, maybe getting your own kit and using that when you go for a pedicure. So there's nothing wrong with a pedicure, but obviously if there's something more complicated, like diabetics, you know, patients like that, they should rather see a podiatrist.
Hoekom is dit belangrik vir iemand wat diabetes is om 'n voedkundige te besoek?
Okay, so very often problems can go unnoticed. So one might experience the effects of diabetes, so suffering poor circulation or minimal sensation, making it difficult to feel pain or determine if something doesn't feel right in the shoe, like a stone in the shoe or extreme heat. So foot checks as a diabetic are extremely important.
Extremely important, yes. Because if you don't, then it becomes a bigger problem.
Exactly. Okay. Things like ulceration, wounds, all of that can play a role.
And that can lead to amputation?
Eventually.
I mean, kom ons wees nou eerlik, daar's 'n rede ons moet mooi kyk na ons voete oor die algemeen. Maar as jy diabetes het, dan moet jy verstaan dat die gevoel in jou voete is minder.
Ja.
Is dit ook 'n geval van hoe ouer jy word, hoe tog minder raak die gevoel in jou?
Definitely. So yes, age can definitely affect the sensation as well. So obviously you can get neuropathy, so that's a complete loss of sensation that can occur, and it's not only diabetes that can cause such a thing, but definitely age can also affect.
So dis nou vir die hardkoppiges wat luister, jy moet jou voete versorg, maak nie saak watter ouderdom eintlik en of wat se kwaal jy het nie, diabetes, insulien, al daai dinge. Gaan besoek maar, weet, gaan kyk, versorg jou skoene, jou voete. En dan ons het 'n bietjie gesels oor hoe belangrik skoene is, en dat ons 'n bietjie meer moet kyk na 'n ander tipe skoen, maar geef ons 'n, wat is jou idee van die perfekte skoen?
Okay, so obviously I'm going to tell you that a properly fitting shoe can help with cushioning and support and even prevent falls in the elderly. That's very important, and because it improves the proprioception on the bottom of the foot.
So what's lacking in a plucky, by voorbeeld, something that supports your ankle?
Yes. So a back strap, preferably leather, because it's softer, it can be more stretchy. You know, having a dual density midsole, so the actual sole of the shoe should be, you know, there should be enough cushioning, but not too much cushioning at the same time.
How am I going to know that's the correct shoe?
So most.
What's the rule of thumb for you when you're walking in a shoe? You go, okay, this has got not too much, not too little. This is perfect.
So if it's a lace-up shoe or a shoe that's got, you know, good fastening on it, then I would go at least a half size up in that shoe. So if you're walking on a downhill, or that the shoe shouldn't be pressing on the top of the foot or at the front of the foot, it shouldn't be too narrow. So a good way is to even stand on a piece of paper and trace around your foot and cut it out and try and fit it into the shoe. Okay. And if it doesn't fit, then you know, the shoe is way too narrow. And we tend to go for a more dainty, narrow shoe generally.
Absolutely. You want your feet to look tall and slim, just
exactly.
As your body.
Yes.
Maar ek voel, ek hou nogal van 'n breë skoen. Because I like the going up into the halves, just to give that little bit of extra movement and everything like that. But that's a very good hint. Ek dink dis 'n goeie ene. Kom ons herhaal hom in Afrikaans. Sit jou voet neer. Maak seker jy het drukking op hom wanneer jy hom trys, dan trek jy hom mooi af op die stuk papier en dan sny jy hom uit en dan probeer jy hom in 'n skoen insit wat jy nou gaan aanpas. Eerstens gaan jy hom bo-op neersit en as jou voet oorsteek, dan moet jy nou weet dit is net nie skoen vir jou nie. Maar as jy hom indruk en hy krul om, dan moet jy ook weet dit gaan 'n moeilike skoen wees vir jou om te dra. Maar wat is daai van beauty is pain?
Sorry.
Is that a good enough reason to buy a shoe?
So, look, I mean, some people never have problems with their feet, and they can wear high heels and extremely narrow, pointy shoes, but some can't.
Yes.
And I think if you do have foot pain or you've got problems, then rather avoid that.
My hoekskoene collection opgegee nadat die bal van my voet geval het, maar so elke nou en dan gedra ek nog steeds 'n skoen met 'n lekker hak, want ek wil daai dag mooi lyk, maar ek betaal die prys. Jy voel hom.
So the podiatrically correct heel height is generally nothing more than 3-4 centimeters on the heel.
That's so about that your, is, it, it, yes, omtrent your duim hoogte.
Ja.
Okay. Yeah, so the other thing that I would like to know is when you decide on what size is now correct, when we did the width of the foot, so die breedte van die voet het ons nou gekyk, 'n bietjie met papier kan jy dit af. Maar ek onthou toe ek vir my kinders skoene gekoop het, dan het ek altyd gekyk op die voorkant, is jou toon die voor, het ek nou gedruk, is jou toon aan die voorkant, okay, nee, hy is daar, en dan moet ek twee vingers agter kon indruk by die hak. Is dit 'n goeie rule of thumb for adults as well?
It's a good idea, and you can even, if it's like a tacky or a trainer, you can take the insole out and actually stand on it, because then you can also see, you know, is there at least a centimeter? We normally say at least a centimeter between the longest toe, which is not always the big toe.
A centimeter?
Could be the second toe. That's normally in a sports shoe.
Okay.
You know, or...
Are you going to run a lot and it's going to...
Yes, but any... lace-up kind of tacky, I would recommend that.
Okay.
But generally, the shoe should be, it should feel comfortable in the store when you're fitting it.
Yes. Hy gaan inloop.
No.
But that's what you do with all stapskoene, leer stapskoene.
So a lot of people, you know, when they are buying shoes in the store, they fit them and they think, oh, this is a bit tight. You know, maybe I'm going to wear it in a little bit and it'll stretch. That is not actually the case. So the shoe should feel comfortable when you're fitting it in the store.
But there's so many tricks that you can do. If it's a leather shoe, you can wet the leather and things like that.
Or stretch them.
Stretch them.
So, yeah, I suppose stretching can help, you know, soften the leather maybe a little bit, but the shoe should feel initially comfortable.
Die ideaal is, so jy het nou eers hier gehoor, is om die regte grootte te koop, en dit moet gemaklik wees in die winkel reeds. Daarom gaan, we're going to make your job a little less profitable, because hopefully people are listening today, and less people will have problems with their feet. Maar kom kuier, gaan en gaan na jou gaan besoek jou podiatrist en gaan maak seker alles is in orde. Nou wil ek het nou vir jou gesê I'm going to ask you about this. Ingroei toenaals.
Okay.
Tell me about that. How does that start? Hou moontlik met al daai hoekskoene, né? And how do you treat it? Because this is an ongoing thing.
Yes.
It doesn't stop.
Yes. So some people might have a they might be prone to an ingrown toenail, so the nail plate actually curls around, and that can be hereditary as well, so they've inherited it from their grandparents or parents, and it just gets carried through down the line. But, you know, as you get older, that does become worse as well, so ingrown toenails definitely do worsen as you age. Also, tight-fitting shoes, you know, when the weather's hot as well, that's something as well to consider. You know, the foot swells a little bit and it becomes a little bit tighter in the shoe, and that can also trigger an ingrown toenail. You know, then we can manage them with just purely shoe wear. But sometimes if it's a hereditary condition or it's something that's really recurrent or becomes infected, then obviously we need some intervention there to sort it out.
Then how do you know when it's infected?
So it would be red, swollen, extremely painful.
Painful all the time, or painful when you're putting it in a shoe?
Probably painful all the time, especially when you hop into bed at night and that sheet lies over the top of the nail.
So dan is hy, dan het hy 'n bietjie van 'n infeksie. Wat kan ek doen om dit, as ek nou 'n oererflike een het, hoe kan ek het minder maak? Behalwe nou om die hele tijd nog groter skoen te hê, moet ek my naal kort sny, moet ek hom lang sny, moet ek 'n keepie insny, wat gaan aan?
So, the best is to obviously cut it straight. And if it still is problematic just by cutting it straight or letting it grow a little bit longer, then I would suggest seeing a podiatrist.
Mm.
But if you can round the corner a little bit and it does feel a little bit better doing that, then I would say follow the shape of the nail plate when you actually cut it.
Okay.
But don't cut down the sides and seek professional advice.
Moenie daai wortels soos hulle sê begin uittrek nie. Want dan soek jy vir moeilikheid. No,
yeah.
This is what's happening.
people are
advising each other in this way. No man, byt vas op hierdie, ek gaan nou nie gou uittrek.
Ja. So, bathroom surgery. So, what do you call it?
Maar dan is daar verligting nou wat dan nou? So, what will happen if you keep on doing that kind of thing?
So, if you're cutting it wrong, then obviously it can lead to infection and recurrent infection.
Mm.
Also, sometimes, you know, going for a pedicure, they might cut the nail incorrectly. So, it's being very careful of those things and just making sure. Everybody's got a different shape nail plate. Everybody's got a different nail. So, I always say cut according to your shape.
The last thing I want to ask you today is, waarvoor alles gaan ek nou na 'n voetdokter toe gaan? Why would I visit you?
Okay.
For an ingrown toenail, we've just heard. Something
yes.
like that.
So,
don't go to your house doctor for that. Go to a podiatrist.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
So we specialize in that. So we do that all day long. Corns, callus, diabetics, sports injuries, any injury, any foot pain, any problem with regards to the foot or the skin, to see a podiatrist.
Okay, but cracked heels we can address.
Cracked heels, yes. We can also address cracked heels as well and get patients onto the right path in improving it as well. Also, the heavier you are, so the more weight one is carrying, the more cracks and pressure you're going to have on the foot. So that's also another important thing. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is now I can just hear everybody go, but it's expensive. Is it the same as going to your house doctor?
Pretty much, yes. So I always say if it gets treated properly the first time, then it can save money in the long run.
Absolutely. Ja. Absoluut. Baie baie dankie. As enigiemand jou wil kontak, waar kan hulle so maak?
So, you can follow the Pod Practice on Instagram and Facebook, and you can also, we do have a website as well. It's www.thepodpractice.co.za.
And the Pod, how do you spell that?
Pod, P-O-D.
P-O-D.
So, yes. So, podo is actually the Greek for foot.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the Pod podpractice.co.za.
That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you
for sharing that with us. That was Joanne Pereira. And sy het lekker saam met ons gekuier oor voetgesondheid en voetversorging. Ek hoop jy verstaan bietjie beter. Ek doen definitief. So baie dankie daarvoor. En dan wil ons natuurlik net vir jou herinner aan ons spesiale plus 50 aanbod. Teken in vir 6 uitgawes van plus 50 tydskrif vir slegs R600. Jy kan vir Hanlie Klaas in kontak by 012-3488-706, 012-3488-706, of e-pos plus 50 by plus50.co.za, en daar skryf ons die woord plus uit, en ons gebruik die syfers van 50, so dis plus 50 by plus50.co.za. Nina, ons is nou volgende week, gaan ons nie saam kuier nie, ons het Visiothon volgende week, maar op die 30ste gaan ons wel.
Dan kuier ons weer saam, ja, en dis nou weer helemaal iets anders, ons gaan praat oor dronkheid, maar alcoholvrye dronkheid, kan jy glo, maar nou die Afrikaans of die ander woord is vertigo. En dokter Elmarie Botha gaan met ons kom gesels, sy is 'n oorneus en keel spesialist, hoekom soveel ouer mense met 'n dronkheid sukkel.
En dis daai skommeling, jou kop, jy staar op en jy draai en jy kan nie ophou draai nie.
Ja, ja, nee, die oomblik wat jy jou oë oopmaak, dan swaai hierdie dak dat jy liever jou oor toe maak. So daai mense wat daarmee sukkel kan gerus volgende week, of nou nie volgende week nie,
die week daarna
sal met ons kom kuier.
Dit sal wonderlik wees. Baie, baie dankie Nina. En dan wil ons ook net weer sê dankie aan Delberg, Boedel en Trustdienste, wat hierdie deel van die program vir ons moontlik maak. Ons waardeer julle opreg. En ja, dankie en plus 50.
Dankie Bertha en dankie luisteraars.
En van my kant af, het was so lekker om saam met jou te kuier vir oggend. Baie, baie dankie daarvoor. Ek hoop ons kuier volgende week weer so. Dan maak ons Dio Valente weer so.
Hoor die woord en vernuwe jou lewe op 657 AM. 657 AM.